episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Now recording.
Welcome to Rick and Roro, episode number 35 on the 21st of June. You've got Rick and you've got, I do believe, the wonderful Rollo's just finished his roast vegetables and he's coming into
the yummy. Yeah, well,
awesome.
Yeah, the Rick and Rollo Nostalgia Hour. And I listened back to last week's show. It was pretty good. It was that song I still love. I love that Sleaford Mods.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Lucky number. It's just such a good song.
Yeah, but you know what's so good? It's the main thing is Lena Lovitch's song. It's so good. It just blends in well. You know that
they loved it and put it on their song on their YouTube channel.
Yeah. Well, Iggy Pop has a show on BBC Six in England, and he's a huge fan of the Sleaford Mods, really big fan, and he found it and shared it and went all over the place as well. And Lena Lovitch likes it as well. I think she's in her 70s
she's still performing. It wouldn't surprise me if they got together like they did with the Australian band. What were they, your
Aim All the Slippers?
They did the song together, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It wasn't that good, but Amy Taylor sluts about with all these different singers and she's a real talent, that girl. And they must be making huge sums of vast amounts of money now.
Oh yeah.
And the good thing about it, because Sleaford Mods to me were getting a bit monotonous.
Oh well, I listened to that Orbital one the other day. I didn't like that much.
And what that, whoever, it was a random DJ that came up with that idea. And what's his name? It was on the thing. Anyway, he made it up and as a joke or as a something to do, and it's taken off.
Oh, that's right. He just did it for his mates and was going to.
Really
then once,
good.
Well, it's up to the original one, the one that you played for me. It was up to 50,000 the last time I looked at it, so that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty good.
And 10,000 for the mix that we played. Now, what was the name of their? I had it. It's Dazzle Munro.
Dazzle Munro,
and he called it Lucky Discourse.
Yeah, Lucky Discourse. Well, it just blends in perfectly, and That's you know, I remember. You're listening to Rick and Roll Alone.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Yeah, Saturday the 21st of June, 2025 on truthmeets.com, Rick and Rollo, Nostalgia Hour, number 35. And here I am, Rollo.
What a pro. Yeah. What a pro.
That's it, mate.
Rollo's back. Yeah, just imagine 3 years ago, your life was a fucking mess. You were drinking three bottles of vodka a day.
I had one yesterday. I did.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, you sound fine today.
I snuck down to the village and I was going to get some beers and I went, oh, fuck it. I could just afford a bottle of vodka. But then I had nothing. I had no money left to get Red Bulls. So I had to get a you know, bottle of passion pop.
Well, where's all the money from the sale of the house?
Oh, it's still going through.
Oh,
still
really?
Going through.
Isn't it amazing how long
things
take?
I think I'll get it on Tuesday or something. But, you know, everyone's got to get their slice. The state government's got to get their slice.
Oh, it's fucking sickening.
Oh, yeah, and the lawyers. Yeah, out of 200 grand, you know, out of 200 grand, I end up with about 140 grand. 60 goes to government, the realtor.
So you got to pay stamp duty.
Oh, the stamp duty is ridiculous. It's like $30,000.
Yeah. Just for nothing.
For them to make us wear face masks.
Wear masks. Yep.
And hassle us.
Well, let me just say that something wicked this way comes. Yeah. There's something coming down the fucking pipe or whatever, for sure.
I saw what you wrote the other day about Channel 7 in the comment section or something. Mm-hmm. You wrote, people are pulling it. Channel 7's pushing it.
On Facebook. I've had a contretemps with a woman today about chemtrails.
Oh, yes.
There's some horse riding fucking old bat that's said to me, oh, it's because of cold air pressure that the lines are in the sky. And I said, stuck into it as I do. I'm terrible. I give it to her. I said, it's time you had a flu shot et cetera. And then said a few other things. But so we've got right now, no one knows whether it's going to be an alien invasion, a nuclear bomb going off, and World War III. Whichever comes first, and what's the other huge the next pandemic? And I'm seeing though is they are definitely using, so they're putting these stories out that come out on the DailyMail.com and NewYorkTimes.com about a new variant, right?
Yeah, the NB1.8.1 that they keep.
Yeah. I haven't even added that one up, but it'll come up to 11, guaranteed, or 33. Yeah, but what I'm seeing is that the response or the comments on anything that's posted about COVID is just they're getting slammed sideways with funny comments like, and I've put a few on, of course.
No more lockdowns. No, nobody wants lockdown.
No.
I'm surprised. I didn't think you were allowed to badmouth COVID on Facebook. I thought they were full into it.
You can do. No. It's all changed since Ronald McDonald got into the
the Orange Man. It's changed everything.
Yeah. It's changed. It's soon because they need to find out
Twitter.
Well, they need to find out what the public are thinking, and no one is swallowing COVID. I'm telling you right now. the old people are still. You know, I spoke to a guy tonight, and he said he said
to be wise. Our elderly are supposed to be wise, and they're the most brainwashed of the lot of
us. That's because the television got brainwashed them from 1950 something or other, and they sit there and watch the 6 o'clock news, and they pick their newspapers, the telly, the Herald or the Australian, and they get their views all from that, and most of it's the Telegraph. And there's nothing, it's all, you know. And their theory, I spoke to an old guy, older guy tonight, he's a retired solicitor. doing some voluntary work down the op shop. And I said to him, he goes, oh, a friend of mine's a funeral director in Port Macquarie, and he reckons that there's still all people are dying, but he said they're just rebranding it. They're calling it another thing, RSV. He goes, lots of people are dying at the moment. So that's a fact for sure. But I couldn't tell him. It's probably because of the vaccine that they're dying, mate. Yeah. I didn't want to say that to him. He's a nice, you know, I don't want to lose my job.
Is it mostly on Facebook, people saying we don't want to ever go back to wearing
just stick it up your
on
ass.
Our faces.
Comments are funny comments and stick it up your ass. We won't get fooled twice and comments like that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and they get 30,000 laugh emojis. And then 2,000 serious faces. You know, if they just gauge the emojis alone, people are just not swallowing this anymore. But what they've got running in the sideline, they've got Iran, which is definitely a country, and it's definitely doesn't have McDonald's and U-porn. So they definitely want to take that one out. It's the last one to go. Just remember in 1998 or 1999 when that – no, it was 2001, actually, when that American general came out and he said, you know, he walked into that room and the guy said, he goes, what, we're invading Iraq? And he goes, yeah, we're not, it's worse than that. We're going to, and he passed him this paper. He was a famous American general. We're going seven wars in 5 years. And the last war in their plan back then was Iran. That came last. So it's taken them 20 years to get to where what they wanted to get, but it looks like they're going for it because there's basically the front page of all the media and all the stories on TV is that Israel's had a hospital blown up. You know, the Iranians have fired a missile.
Yeah, I
thought, what a load of old fucking cowards, really? But they're allowed to blow up the ones in Palestine. But if someone blows one of theirs up, Donald Trump comes out and says, we're going to go and blow them up. Look, it's ludicrous.
But they're the perpetual victim. They're the aggressor over there, but they always play victim because of the whole Holocaust lie we're victimized. Yeah.
People are not swallowing it. The main mass of people are not swallowing it.
No, BB is very much hated. He's just nasty, nasty piece of work.
Born
anyway. But while we're on the news, I noticed you. I didn't know Anne Burrell, the famous. She was a famous New York chef or something.
Yeah,
that snuffed it at 55.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after boasting again, one of those boasters. I got my first jab today. I'm stoked, and and she just doesn't wake up in the morning.
The
other day, yeah.
And, well, you know, I told you I went to a cafe, you know, it was last year, and everyone was kind of looking all sullen. And there's a young guy that owns next door to the cafe. There's a little business. This is down where I live.
Yep.
And it was a gay couple, a couple of men that like each other. That's what we call them. And one of the partners, 35 or 36 or 37, like he was a young guy, didn't wake up one day. And I said, he didn't wake up. She said, oh, no, it's a mystery. They don't know why, but he passed away in his sleep. And I was like, does this not alarm you? And she was, the chick that owns the cafe, was like, oh, you know, these things apparently can happen. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. You just don't know what to say. And so this young guy
did he have I got vaccinated, you know, that thing on that everybody was happy.
I didn't want to go and look onto his personal thing, but he probably did, Rollo. Obviously, he probably did. Remember that? Yes, they are. There were people that have still got on their profile, fully vaxxed, thank me later. Right?
Yeah.
Fully vaxxed, thank me later. And it's like you are now not worth talking to. You are now, but there's no point in even talking to you. Yeah.
Your quality of life, like that Grey's Anatomy guy.
Yeah, no, what's his name?
Boasting, Oh, the good-looking fella. I think they called him Mr.
It wasn't George Clooney.
No, George. He was ER, I think. Grey's Anatomy was Patrick Dempsey, but it wasn't Patrick Dempsey. No, it was the other dude. And he's only our age, 50-odd, and he's got whatever ALS stands for, some sort of palsy.
Lou
Gehrig's disease or something they call it. And he's basically paralyzed all down his left side. He can't move anything, so he... Yeah, but
we call it a stroke. You know, back in the day, you called it a stroke, and you'd say it's from a blood clot. You'd say it's from a blood clot, and it was probably a spike protein. A spike protein. Mm. Mm. Yep. Oh, no, so honestly, but what I'm saying, there's so many different things going on in the media. It's like you're being smacked sideways, and I keep reiterating this. If you buy the paper, you turn one page has got Palestinian, a whole of volunteer workers in a hospital were blown up by an Israeli missile. The other side of the paper says anti-Semitism on the rise in Sydney, blah, 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 blah. And it's like the next page you turn over and there's a Middle Eastern crime war going on right now. There's shootings left, right, and center. That like a guy, and there's no debating that. You've got the Afghani refugees, which have outdone with violence the Middle Eastern refugees that came here many years ago. They've arrived and they've taken gang war to a new level. And they're using for their foot soldiers, Fijians, and this is the Alameddine gang or whatever. And they've literally, there are just gunfights left, right, and centre in Sydney at the moment. And they've come walking into a cafe with this guy, part of this Alameddine family, which are Turks, and just opened up, and there's a waitress got shot 3 times in the side of her stomach. Luckily, didn't get her in the proper gut. But there's just people getting shot left, right, and centre in Sydney.
Yeah.
And that's always happened.
I remember. Czechoslovakia, when I was there. Yeah, the Greeks and the Lebos hated each other. And anyway, that's a bit depressing. Let's
move on.
Where else we get? Yeah, Ozempic. Have you seen that Sharon Osbourne picture? Is like this? Seriously, people are going to stop
your head. It shrinks your head.
Did you see like her jaw and like her sunken cheekbones? Yeah, and
she's got it naturally. Sharon Osbourne. Fat. Have a look at her in Ozzy back in 1982. She's got a really fat head, like big wide, you know, huge big wide face, like so her kids. Daughter. Yeah. Yeah, so are the kids, yeah, Jack and the other one. One of them isn't so bad. Amy doesn't look quite that bad, but
they've all got big heads. The one that doesn't
Amy went out with she went out with Daniel Johns back in the day.
Oh right, Newcastle. That's pretty cool. Well, she lost apparently 20 kilos in 4 months on this drug. And what does it do? It affects your pancreas somehow, but you don't look good. It's like you got to look at yourself in the mirror. And I saw that video that you posted the other day where it shrinks your heart muscle, all your muscles. So, you know, end up with a bad heart.
Guess what? And when they start dying, they're just going to blame long COVID. Or the next variant. Yeah. But honestly, that's what they're going to do for sure. Yeah. And so there's a girl at the gym. I've talked about her once before. I actually said to her, "You look really." She was kind of chunky. I would say is the best way to describe it. Next thing you know, she's turned up and she's got, you know, really she's lost a lot of weight off her face, and she's looking, you know, she's now got a very svelte body. And I said to her, "You look fantastic." You know, she goes, "Oh, you're really hard training. I'm dieting and doing all this stuff." Now I suddenly realize, I bet you I know what she's done. She's gone on a course of Ozempic, which is apparently designed for diabetics.
Yeah. Diabetics. Trick your pancreas into, and it makes you feel full when you're not.
Yep.
So it's a little bit like dexamphetamine does the same thing. Unfortunately. You get mental, and you can't sleep on it. That's why they call roofies, you know. They call it Dexy's Midnight Runners. Remember the band?
Yeah, that was named after dexamphetamine. And dexamphetamine
was
a major drug in the jazz era back in the 60s. Mm. All the jazz, when jazz came, you know, when they tried to bring in the cultural change with jazz, they were all swallowing Dexys was the main drug.
They could stay awake at night at the jazz clubs at 3 in the morning.
And that song, what's that song by the that was written by Bob Dylan, Hey Mr. Tambourine Man. Yeah. It's about a guy on Dexys, you know, and that, if you listen to the lyrics, it's about speaking to a guy who's, you know, all shaky and, you know. So, same with, you sound like you've got the dreaded COVID, Rollo. Are you wearing a mask?
I've had this stuff in my chest for a couple of weeks now.
You heard me coughing and spluttering about 3 months ago. I was coughing and spluttering for about, how long? About 2 months. You can hear it on, if you listen to any old shows that I've been on.
Yeah.
I definitely had some kind of loogie going on. Now I'm suggesting that there's some kind of aerosolized thing going on over top of your heads in certain areas. There's so many people. I know 4 people personally that have had a collapsed lung and pneumonia. All over older people. They're not young people. But collapsed lungs is not a normal thing. Like I don't think of collapsed lung as being a normal thing unless you're really, really sick. And 4 people that I know of have gone to hospital and had a collapsed lung. So there's something in the air.
A friend of mine years ago had one because then they said the doctor said it was from smoking.
I don't know about that. Well, if you chain smoke, you chain smoke 2 packets a day for how many years?
Yeah.
Many years?
Mm. Yeah, 20 years. 20 too years? Expensive. Can't afford it now.
Well, yes. Yeah. Rollo, you just haven't been into the cheap tobacco shops. It's $10 a packet in any of those tobacco shops. Mm. Okay. I was talking to a guy tonight. They're from all sorts of places, but the Chinese are bringing them in, I think. But there's Iraqi gangs running them, and so at the moment there's in Melbourne there's massive illegal tobacco wars going on. So they're coming up, they're coming in and telling a shop, "Go, you can sell my tobacco." So it's about $12 for a packet of 20s.
Oh, that's
so,
all right.
It costs
2 cents to produce a cigarette.
I reckon one cent. But, you know, so, going back to coming, you know, New Zealand, I was talking about it. Did I talk about it last week? Vape shops, every second or third shop in Wellington was a vape shop. They are $10 each over there for the high-quality ones. Here, $40 each for a vape. For a vape. It's a 30,000 puffs vape, I think they are. Is it 30,000 or 3,000, whatever?
Valley gets his shit from New Zealand,
doesn't he?
Or are they legalizing?
He stopped vaping. Because he can't get anymore. But when you go to New Zealand, in Sydney, now what would be the most common? I'm telling you, every 5 or 10 shops you walk past is another vape shop. Vaping is huge in New Zealand. All my nieces are doing it, or cousins, you know, and they're in their 50s. We're out there at my brother's wedding 2 weeks ago tonight, 2 weeks ago tonight. And I was out there having a normal, you know, a rollie, and my cousins were coming out and they're all vaping away. My son vaping away, niece vaping away. It's just huge. And that my daughter said to one of them, he said, "You might just smoke tobacco because at least you get cancer naturally." Because these things are I'm telling you, vapes are bad for you for sure. For sure. Have you vaped before?
I tried it when Bella was at my place and you got to get the hang of
it. No, he did it the official way with that thing that produces huge clouds of smoke. I'm talking about the ones you hold in your hand that are automatic. You're listening to
Rick and Rollo Nostalgia Hour.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
You can do it.
Yep, Rick and Rollo, episode 35 on the 21st of June, 2025.
And so, yeah, I liked your cute little koala up Boris's tree. It was in the palm tree, so it's on holiday. That was cute. I've never seen a koala in the wild, ever.
Well, I've seen quite a few, but this one, my son came up as we were finishing the job, and he said, "Dad, there's a koala in the bush down there." And I went, "Really?" And I went, ran down. And it's seen me because I tried to get a photo of it, so I went straight up the palm tree. It wasn't. There's nothing a part koala wants up a palm tree. I'll tell you now. It took off up there, but such a beautiful, proper natural. And he's a wild one. That's a proper wild koala. No tags on him or anything.
What's up with that?
Port Macquarie. Port Macquarie is full. That's where the National Koala Hospital is. Port Macquarie.
Oh, right.
When
we get bushfires and they get burned.
Those poor things get decimated in bushfires. Poor koalas.
You can hear them screaming when and it's an awful sound.
Oh, really? I don't even want to know about that.
When they're getting burned. Getting burned alive in the treetops.
Yeah, well, those poor, because they can't, they can run, but they can't run that fast. But, our bushfires.
Do you remember that award-winning photo with the firefighter that was using the drink bottle with it?
And that's so real. They're not a little creature. You've seen the photo. That thing, if that landed on your head, like the drop bear, you'd have a fractured neck. It's a really big, big creature.
Japanese love them. They just come over here for the koalas, I think. They just love it over in Japan.
Everyone does. Well, you can go here, you can go up to Port Macquarie, and you can go to the koala hospital. With all the wounded ones, because they get hit by cars all the time, and bushfires and the floods decimated them as well. It's full on, man. Full on.
Well, your mate looked nice and healthy anyway. So what else? What's the else that I got on my list? I've got Stephen Fry Woke. So I think he's having a go. Board pandas. I read it. Yeah, he's a lunatic. He doesn't know what she wrote. She wrote on Twitter. I'll say it again. She wrote
J.K. Rowling.
The only thing she wrote, J.K. Rowling from the Harry Potter books, she wrote, "There's only two genders, male and female." That's all she wrote. Yes. She didn't write anything about transphobic or any. I call transgender people, I think they have a serious mental condition, or they're creeps and they want to go into a bathroom that's not theirs or a toilet.
They're appealing to the human nature of ego and feeling special, and you need to feel special, and you're told, oh no, you've got a condition, and you know, and you need to be recognized for your condition, and you know, you actually are a female trapped in a male body or a koala trapped in a cat's body.
I think a lot of it is defeated at sport. Or it's just mental. If it's not mental illness, it's these people wanting to be put into female prisons when they're men, and they end up raping them.
Yeah, look, that's called opportunism too, and so it's happened many places. In Scotland, there was that one guy. He just said, he would have said, "No, I'm a Jesse. I'm a Jesse. You put me in the head, a woman's head," and they would have had to by. You know, this new world order laws that are coming out, that if he says he's a woman, he's a woman. He's got a prison. And he ended up raping two or three people in there.
What's it got to do with Stephen Fry? Why does he just keep his mouth? Everyone knows he's a raving bendo, and which is not that there's anything wrong with that, as Jerry Seinfeld says. He's gone a little bit crazy, like David Tennant.
I think... My suspicion is that Stephen Fry is a little bit too much infatuated with Oscar Wilde, and I'd like to see where he goes holidaying on the does he go off for Moroccan holidays with the Arab boys, because that's the kind of thing that these people, Oscar Wilde, was certainly into. I'm telling you right now. I'm just looking at the book.
So is Molly Meldrum. Molly Meldrum likes him. So does.
That's what they say. But yeah, but Molly Meldrum's boyfriend was the blue purple wiggle for a long time. It's not anymore.
Chef Pat. Right.
Yeah, they were a couple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they had a nightclub in Thailand, apparently. But Meldrum's.
Dad saw him at a restaurant one night with some young kid that looked like Peter Andre or something. Anyway, Stephen Fry just, it could have been, yeah. Yeah, Stephen Fry, he just going on the wake. And then apparently he narrated all her books for audio books.
He did.
So that, and they were friends, but now they're not friends anymore because she just said she had the temerity to say there are only two genders, male and female. That's it.
My whole view of J.K. Rowling is now I find her attractive.
She's a feminist. She's a pretty Jermaine Greer. Jermaine Greer is
She was all rightish when she was at university in Oxford in 1965.
I don't like Jermaine Greer. You know why? Because she the day after Steve Irwin got stabbed by that stingray, she was into him for animal cruelty and shit like that. And that's not the day. You don't do that the day he's been killed.
No, you do it the next day.
She had to get a big fat head on the TV and was sticking the boot in.
Well, I always called him the reptile botherer, because that's what he was.
Yeah.
I remember that day clearly.
God botherers. God botherers was always a funny expression.
Well, he's a reptile botherer.
Yeah, remember South Park did that episode where he goes, "Now I'm going to grab this crocodile and I'm going to jam my thumb right up its butt."
Hey, I have been laughing my head off on Facebook shorts or YouTube shorts. I keep getting sent South Park ones and they're so funny. Oh, my oldest son, he can tell you any episode of South Park, which episode it was. Yeah. He knows, he's binge watched every episode. Well, he watched The Simpsons every episode back in the day, but he's watched every single South Park. And it's 30 years worth of South Park.
Oh, yeah. And they're so, and because they it's such a simple style of animation, they can have something that happened last week, the and next boom. Week because of the because of the animation style. That's so good.
I love
and it. They can stay on top of things. All right.
I just can't believe they're getting away with it, but they're doing it. What next one?
I like what James Woods said on Twitter. He said, J.K. Rowling gave me the biggest smile this week. And J.K. Rowling said, she was responding to, how can you tell the difference between trans people and non-trans people? She goes, I've got a superpower. It's called eyesight. You know what? and James, that really tickled James Woods.
Well, it's so true.
He's a real conservative, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree. Like, I've been.
You can tell him, man. He's got an Adam's apple.
Look, men and women smell differently for a start. And a man, there's nothing like that. We'll change the subject, but not that wrestling chick. You know that wrestling chick that.
Rhea Ripley.
At first, I'm getting bombarded. First of all, it was Conor McGregor. Next thing you know, I'm getting bombarded with Rhea Ripley. And I was looking and going, it looks like a female version of Marilyn Manson. But when you see her without a
makeup on.
She's good. She is absolutely gorgeous. And she's only 5'7". It says 6 foot. She's not. And I saw. Then I found a clip of her and a girl she was training, and she's from Adelaide or just out of Melbourne somewhere. It said, but it could be Adelaide. That's the way Americans would view Australia, even though it's about a 6-hour drive from Melbourne. She's going to become, she already is big. She's big in this, the wrestling
thing. She's in WWE.
The stunt work that they're doing is absolutely top class, but it's all fake. The headbutts are fake. But
I wrote that. No, it's all real. It's all real, mate. Did you see the picture of her? I posted with her husband. I mean, he's a professional wrestler. Yeah, amazing. Mm. Imagine their bed. It'd be like a wrestling ring.
Well, the stunt work that they're doing, and that's what it is, is top class. But there's no one gets hurt, you know. Well, they can fake an injury.
They do get injured sometimes when they go wrong. Like, well, that's why Hulk Hogan and Hulk Hogan barely do it.
What they do is they make the ring is like it's nothing like
trampoline.
A boxing ring. It's a trampoline. But she, without her makeup on, and so there'd all be the EGI people going, it's a man. And there are people saying it's a man. No. She's 5'7", not 6 foot tall. When she's got her makeup off and she's just doing a normal thing, and not on the gear, probably. She probably just uses a bit of peptides and steroids, whatever. She is a feminine, extremely feminine and good-looking female and a real athlete. But the whole wrestling's, it's all fake and staged and blah, 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 blah.
I find it the easiest way to tell is the chin. If it's not the Adam's apple, it's which they can get that them changed by surgery or something.
They can.
But it's the chin. It's the chin that really
looks like she's kind of like a better looking version of what was the name that, you know, that used to the New Zealand Xena Warrior Princess.
Lucy Lawless.
She's a better looking version of Lucy Lawless, because what she's just done, she's marking herself as this kind of an evil Luciferian.
Oh, right, yeah.
But when you hear her actually talking and doing a rehearsal with her, one of her, and just showing, she goes, this is how you do it to get the audience up, and she's telling a trainee how to grin and leer at the audience, and she's got no makeup on, she's tattooed, but she's not. She does not look anything like she does. And I think she's good looking. I'm sorry to say that. Not with the makeup on, but with the makeup off. She's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's good. So she could walk around in public and not get hassled, you know, like Kiss did. They were the smartest band of all, you know. So wearing makeup. You just, 100%. Once you take it off, you can, you know, sit at a bar next to my dad, and my dad doesn't even know who he was.
your father's got that star magnetism that he accidentally turns up with famous people all the time.
Yeah, like, you want a drink? And he buys him a scotch. And he goes, "You're American." He goes, "Yeah." "What do you do?" And he goes, "Play in a band." Yeah. Did my old man ask which band? No. It was only the night after when they'd left at the hotel.
In Adelaide.
He was down in Adelaide. Mm. And he goes, "You know, you were talking to me last night."
Yeah, but the, you know, you
not
know,
a
you
fucking actually, clue.
When you actually travel, if you stay in a nice hotel somewhere and you go to the bar after 10 o'clock at night, you will meet famous people if you're in the right hotel, for sure.
But it was just the two of them in the bar, no one else.
Mm. Mm.
It was like some ridiculous time in the morning.
Yeah. How fantastic.
Yeah. So they had a drink together and then the next day, and then I was so jealous as a kid when I heard that story. You guys, guess who I was in a bar with last night?
Paul Stanley.
Last week. Yeah, he goes, "Paul Stanley." I go, "York." And he shook his hand. So he shook his hand. So I shook my father's hand, somehow thinking the handshake transferred. I'm shaking a hand that's Paul Stanley's hand. How pathetic. There you go.
Yeah, all right. I'm not a big fan of Kiss, but
anyway. No. Well,
have you got next on your?
Him put on the spot. He's not that good a bass player, Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, no. Of course he isn't.
I guarantee you, a couple of simple bass songs. He couldn't do it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what Watt used to go on about on the Alan Watt show. because he was a session musician, he said, there's so many bands that are not actually doing any of their music. And that feeds into that what I was talking about the other night about the Wrecking Crew. Most of these bands have got session musicians, even when they're on stage. Man.
He's a very good...
what's his name? Buzzing Frets. It's on the Discord. Yep. He was saying that Ozzy Osbourne, when he's on stage, he has the guy from Ugly Kid Joe doing backing vocals for him and singing a lot. So that's
Ugly Kid Joe. They had one hit song. It was like Neighbor, Will You Be My Neighbor?
I
used to play that really loudly when you were when I was being neighbors. Pain. Yeah,
well, you were, and you were. Yeah, no, but so all of the big, a lot of these big performers are just, you know, they're particularly Kiss. They've got session musicians. They've got another better guitarist behind Ace Frehley if he was off his head, playing all the high notes and all the clever bits.
Yeah. Well, he got
RSI,
didn't he? He got RSI.
He's still around.
It really hurt him. I Was Made for Loving You. I think it's so repetitive. Like, I Was Made for Loving You. There's some sort of repetitive thing. And, he said it gave him RSI. But, I was in the Kiss Army. That's how much I loved him. All right. So we were on Effort Fakeologist 1558 last week. Ice Ice Baby. That was a lot of fun. Playing all the old Brian Wilson songs and having a laugh with all the.
I must have gone to sleep by then.
Yeah, hey, well, this is my theory. In there. Yeah.
Well, this is my theory. This is my theory that I have. That is mine. Paraphrasing John Cleese's funny sketch about dinosaurs. Isn't it coincidental that Brian Wilson died last week, and all of a sudden, Iran's back on the scoreboard, and there was a parody came out of the Beach Boys, Bomberan. Which was copying off the Bomberan song.
I get it. No, I've never heard it.
Oh, well, it's...
Maybe we'll go out with that one tonight.
No, we won't. I've got something else better.
The Ruttles. I think you like that band, don't you?
Well, I do.
Traumatized you somehow. What was that all about?
No, that was Jaws. And Gay Rollo. Yeah. 50 years ago tonight, what movie came out?
What movie? Jaws.
50 years ago. Jaws. 50 years ago today. Mm. What a strange coincidence that you bring that up. And they were talking about it last night, saying it's 50 years ago today. And how many people were ringing up saying, yeah, I was traumatized by that movie. It came out of winter over here. So it was about June 21st. It was released officially. In 1975.
Yeah.
And it totally traumatized me. I totally was traumatized by it. So I have to say that Hollywood can traumatize people.
There were a lot of people. Mm. And it actually upset the guy who wrote the book, Peter Benchley, so much so that, you know, because all the sharks had got killed afterwards, like so many, it really upset him. He became a...
shark advocate.
He really, really regretted. Yeah, shark advocate. Yeah, absolutely. We really regretted writing it. He said, what are you going to do?
That's a fact.
It was one of those happy accidents that the fucking thing they called Bruce, you know, the mechanical shark, because it was in salt water. You know, electrical equipment's like in salt water.
Don't work.
It doesn't work very well. And so they spent like days and days. Bruce is working. And then the funny part, that there was like one day that Bruce was working, and the days that Bruce, the shark, was working, the drunk, the Irishman, what was his name?
Robert Shaw.
Yeah. He wasn't. He was a notorious drunk.
What is it about Irish actors? Was it Robert Shaw? Was Robert Shaw Irish? He was born British.
Him and Richard Dreyfuss. Hated each other.
Absolutely.
They hated each other. Their characters hated each other in the movie, which worked really well because they hated each other as people.
In real life.
Because he didn't like his drinking. He didn't like his drinking at all. Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Shaw was like a three bottles of vodka man.
I think it was more he was a whiskey man. Whiskey. And he did that. He did that story he tells about all the people getting eaten by sharks on this. Rick and Rollo, back after the break.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Okay, go.
Yeah, Saturday, 21st of June, 2025, Rick and Rollo, Nostalgia Hour 35 on truthmeets.com. We were talking about Robert Shaw. So apparently that he does this wonderful, like, two-page monologue or whatever it is about the sinking of a ship and all the in shark-infested waters, and it's very poetic of that. And he was pissed off his nut. And that was the only time he asked for a retake for the next day. He said, I think I was even too pissed. He was pissed the next day, but not as pissed. But Spielberg wanted to use the first one. He went, no, I can do that better. And apparently the better
we've
take.
We've lost all of those characters, like, you know, Peter, what's his name?
The older we get. The more we lose. I mean,
Richard Harris, Oliver Reed, proper thespians.
Peter O'Toole.
Thespians. And this is the story, you know, the stories, if you go onto YouTube, there's a great one of Richard Harris and Peter O'Toole. Apparently they went out to a bar and they said, they went out for a quiet night or whatever. And it was 2 days late. It was actually, they said, they were asking, there was some woman in the room that they were crashed. They woke up both, you know, they went out for a quiet drink, which is the Richard Harris and Peter O'Toole.
Yeah.
And they were told, the chick said, oh, it's Sunday. And he goes, oh, Sunday, that's good. And then Harris or O'Toole said, hang on a minute. I remember this has happened before. And they went and found out it was actually Monday. They were due to go on this huge, big production in, you know, the West End in about 2 hours' time. And they'd been blind drunk, blacked out for 3 days.
And they could still do it, probably.
They probably went in there and they did it. I mean, this, like, you know, when you saw,
I think when you
when you see them being interviewed and they're blind,
they're hilarious. Well,
but fantastic. That, raconteur.
He said it to me. Yeah. They're drunk together and they look just like so much fun. Apparently, this is what I heard. O'Toole was so drunk one night he cut his finger off accidentally, and so he put it back on and then wrapped, you know, band-aids or like, and he put it back on the wrong way, so the nail was like the other way around, and they had to sort of remove it he didn't lose it. Yeah, but they managed to sew it back on.
It reminds me of the story of this very similar type of person that I used to work for. She was a well-known artist in Australia who was a real wild woman, you know, in the day. But she was telling me everything that she told me about her family was just eccentrics, you know, and everything that she told me was always funny. And she said her mother was obsessed with, you know, looking after the frogs in the garden. And one day she actually was mowing the lawn and cut the frogs. There was a frog hopping around. She cut its legs off. And so she carefully got the frog and put its, you know, put some kind of splint on the frog's legs, which she'd severed them. But she did it so carefully and she, you know, and got it back to normal. And then she realized she'd put the frog's, the legs, she had the legs around the wrong way. And so she'd sewn them back up or whatever, and the frog's legs were facing the wrong direction. I thought that was quite funny.
She was
She was a big drinker, yeah.
But some drinkers, I think they're the old idea of happy drug. I mean, what's his name? Ollie Reed. I mean, that him falling off that chair in that interview was one of the funniest things. Now, he apparently, the reason that he died, he was going against Yeah. He was drinking against sailors or something in this tavern. And apparently what he drank that night was incredible. And these guys were in their 20s.
Yeah,
and he was arm wrestling and doing all that.
Arm wrestling, doing push-ups.
And
he was an athlete in his day, and because he could do one-arm push-ups, and that was one of his drunk tricks.
Really?
He'd get on the bar and do one-arm push-ups.
Yeah, Stallone was
into
that one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but Stallone's not even a 15th.
He was always doing the one-arm. It was like Van Damme doing his splits between two poles. He would have one foot on the other.
He could do that. He was very athletic. But my favorite, he is an old man, but my favorite bar is still to this day, Steven Seagal, the hands down biggest fuckwit ever.
Yeah, I think he's the most hated man in Hollywood.
He's a rapist, but he certainly put it on Portia de Rossi, that's married to me.
She's a lesbian. Yeah.
She is a lesbian. Yeah. Probably after hanging out with Steven Seagal would send you to 10 years ago. But she reckons that he just assumed that all women are in love with him, and he's this huge fat fuckwit Aikido's a good martial art, but it's all stunt work. It's basically like holding someone and then making them flip over, and when you watch him doing his demonstrations, you know that he would never be in the ring with just a normal boxer. We'll just knock his head.
Oh yeah, he had the shit kicked out of him. Apparently he did too. Apparently some Japanese martial artist made him scream so hard and got him in a lock somehow, and he shit his pants.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He's only done one decent movie, and it was Under Siege. It was a friggin' awesome movie.
I loved it. Yeah. It had a great cast. We talked about it in the last show, but Under Siege. My favourite scene was that girl jumping out of the cake with her.
The Playboy. Oh, she had the best hits, and they were real.
Erica someone or other. They were fantastic.
Those movies. Oh yeah, they were a great set of movies.
That was the days where you have to freeze frame the video just to get a proper look at it.
Movies. Yeah, that had Tommy Lee Jones and. Gary Busey, the nutcase.
So Tommy Lee Jones went to university at Harvard, right? Where he's a football star. But his roommate was that fucking American politician that the global warming. What's his name?
Al Gore.
Al Gore was his roommate at the university. Yeah? Apparently a true story. That's what I heard. So, all these people, they're all friends and mates. And
Speaking of old actors, who made the news in the week? Arnold. Sorry. Apparently he went on a show called The View. I don't know, with Whoopi Goldberg and all these women. Terrible. Yeah. It's he went on there and they were trying to bait him against, all these ICE raids that they're trying to kick out illegal immigrants from America. And they're trying to bait him. He said, "Look, I'm a guest in this country, but I'm illegal." He kind of did it eloquently. Went through, these people are illegal immigrants. They didn't get what they wanted. He ended up defending Trump, which is, look, I still hate Arnold for that. Screw your freedoms. Ever since he said that about
mandating.
Yeah, well, that's right. Nobody does. Every time. And he's put somewhere on the internet, there's always a comment. Yeah. Don't forget. We won't forget that you said, screw your freedom. And this is like, you became governor. America afforded everything to you. Obviously, he worked for it. But then to go and say, screw your freedoms. And he meant
screw
it too.
Your freedom.
He tried to walk it. Yeah.
Well, how many other big stars...
Gene Simmons, they all said
Simmons.
Yeah,
Simmons. I would actually
very hard on mandating a vaccine against your will.
Yeah, I would hold Gene Simmons and Arnold Schwarzenegger up as being two of the worst offenders.
And Howard Stern.
For standing up. And Howard Stern. He's unlikable.
Yeah. But he's so mentally deranged. I think he actually believes the bullshit he's shoveling. I think he really, like, apparently he would only do, like, during that whole period, he has a studio in his house. Or in his mansion. Yep. So he just did it. He just did it from his mansion. Like a lot of, like, I think Alan Jones and Lawsy and all of those were doing it from there.
Yep.
From there, doing it from their apartment.
So you don't need to go to work. You just get up in the morning.
He hardly had to go. Yeah. How far is it from the Fingal? He lived above Otto. It's not very far from there. Where's TUE? TUE is in Artarmon, isn't it?
No, it was in Artarmon. I think they amalgamated with 2GB. Laws never went, was part of that amalgamation. But yeah, he did have his own studio at home for sure. And his producer and et cetera.
And he had his own chair. If you sat in his chair, you're in shit. And he'd take his mic with him. He'd come in with his mic, with his Rolls Royce.
I remember the night when it was one of the guys that was on doing the Midnight to Dawn show when he sat in his chair and did a show from it. And the next day he refused to go on air, because someone sat in his chair.
That's
next level.
You're not allowed to sit in my chair. It's not like he spoke into your beloved golden microphone.
Joel's got a golden microphone.
I reckon it's up there with Lawsy's quality. He built it himself, he said.
Ooh.
Is Joel here? Joel, are you there?
You would have heard Brad Boyne. No, it's good. Anyway, so interesting banter, Rollo. Fantastic. And it's good to hear you.
All right. One more thing. I'm glad you enjoyed the AI predicting what stars that were young, the De Niro one that it picked perfectly.
So it was an AI. They put in what a star looked like in 1980.
In the 70s and 80s. Yeah.
And then what AI says they should look like. What they do look like now. And they got Stallone perfectly.
They did. Stallone and what do you call him? DeReno. DeReno.
Bobby DeReno looks exactly like he does now. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas it's the ones that have had work done that they kind of get it wrong. Like you see the Mickey Rourke? Way off.
Yeah. Way off. Yeah. No one could imagine what Mickey Rourke did to his own face is just unbelievable.
I read the comment section, and there were just so many. There were so many because he was the last one. They used the last one because it was obvious that he had so much damage done.
Oh my God!
And he was such, out of all of them, he's probably one of the best looking blokes in Hollywood back in his youth when he was doing 9.5 weeks of that.
Women loved him, and 9.5 weeks was a very popular movie. But he wasn't what you call classical looks. But he mutated his head.
He decided to become a boxer or something, didn't he?
But he wasn't exactly fighting what you call world class people. He was just fighting. Mm. Same kind of people.
You've been gifted a face like that, and you go and do box.
He was a good actor though. Like he actually was a good actor. Fine. But when you see him like in Iron Man 2, when he's playing that and the wrestler, he uses his plastic surgery to that advantage, and he's actually really good. There's nothing wrong.
Fucking great awesome movie. Film. Oh, I loved it. It's
great movie. Yeah.
One of my favorite.
Bringing up wrestling again, Rhea Ripley. I don't know why I'm getting barraged from her at the moment.
They, they weren't afraid. They weren't afraid to expose, you know, world-class, world championship.
Exactly, for being fake, sterile. And being fake, really, yeah. He was really shooting those when he was sticking the needle in his and those scenes. I guarantee it was real.
Attack scene is amazing, where he gets the earrings and what the hell? I never seen wrestling where they had barbed wire in there and ladders and
staple guns, razor blades. Well, there was a scene the other day with that Rhea Ripley that I got shit and she's walked up and headbutted a guy.
Yeah.
And he's lying on the ground, and it to me looked like it's a real. His eye was split open because he presses his eye, and it looked like he. And they would definitely pay to have some guy just be a victim to make her out to be this really tough.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because she's not. She's just this totally feminine.
And they have a special tool, which is like a razor blade. Won't damage you.
I just think someone headbutted this guy on the side of his head and it really just split the side of his head open. Whether it was her, I doubt whether she did it, but it was a real headbutt. You could see the blood coming out. So very good special effects, if not. But, interesting to see all the stuff.
I worked in the video store, they were the most unbelievable. Group of people that loved that. I never understood it myself, but they were always, all our wrestling section was out all of the time.
That's huge. And that's what I say.
I can't tell you how many times. When's WrestleMania, whatever, 38 coming out? I'm going, I look at the book and I go, I told you last week. Don't you remember? I gave you the exact date when it will be in this store and you will get, you've asked me. And I just said, keep going. Is it in yet? And I go, is it that date yet? I didn't mean to be rude to the kid, but I'm just saying,
wasn't it amazing back in the early 80s or mid 80s, all the 80s and 90s, that how important the video shop was to you as a person? To get your entertainment.
It's my job. it was one of my favorite jobs of all time. People didn't even use the computer to look up actors or what movie was it. Any questions, they go, Rollo. My nickname wasn't Rollo back then. But they go, Roland, what is it? And I'd be able to name the movie, who the stars were.
The best conversations I used to have with and there was one video shop I used to go to, had the best, sexiest looking female ever used to work there. And what was her name? Samantha. She was absolutely gorgeous and everyone would go there, all the guys. But she knew movies as well. Like she was in the music and movies. And the video shop was your most important shop next to the bottle shop or the pub.
Yeah.
Because you'd go get drunk, whatever, go home, get a kebab, go to the video shop and pick up a few movies. And that was like incredible.
Those days are long gone, yeah.
Those days are gone, man.
I know. I swear to God. My PE teacher, Bob, he owned the video store, our PE teacher, one of the pretty girls, he used to work for him, and he kept X-rated films under the counter. So
most of them had them.
Yeah, she'd make exceptions because she was friends with us, so we could get the
what they used to do, they'd pull out like a leather, like a plastic binder thing with all the covers of the videos that they had. Yeah. And you can go.
Do you know what we used to do? We copy them and then sell them at school.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We'd sell them for like whatever the blank video cassette costs plus, you know, like double it. You get a porno, yeah. It was a good business. It was a good little business, yeah.
And you know what the internet ruined? That whole, everything about the internet destroyed actually going in and meeting people and talking to people and getting hold of a hard copy
There's an excellent episode of South Park where Randy actually buys an old Blockbuster, Rick and Roller.
Rick and Roller, Beatles.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
It's AI, isn't it? That's AI, that voice. Saturday, the 21st of June, 2025. We're coming up to the end of Rick and Roll. Have you thought of a song yet?
Yes, 35? I have. It's Something Wicked This Way Comes by Nuclear Assault. Good 80s metal.
Let me look it up and I'll send it to Velo right now. Yep.
You got to get a high quality version of the song or I'll send
it. I will.
Because guess what? Nuclear Assault is on the news nonstop. Nuclear bomb. It's going to be a bomb. And Iran, bomb. It's nonstop on the media at the moment. And anti-Semitism, just to balance it out over here. But I think it's Nuclear Assault. They're an awesome 80s band.
Something Wicked This Way Comes.
This Way Comes. Boy, is it Nuclear Assault? I do believe it is.
I'll find out. Here we go. Found it. Yeah, here it is. Something Wicked This Song. There we go. This Way Comes song. All right. Give me a sec.
Is it Nuclear Assault? Because it's just a coincidence. Yeah. Something's on its way. And then I thought, what a great song. Because me and you are into metal for sure. So,
all right, there's quite a few people that sing that. It's metal, is it?
Yeah.
Is it death metal?
Yep. No. It's just a heavy, proper metal. Yeah. 80s, maybe 90s metal band from America. I'm sure it's Nuclear Assault, Something Weapon, Something Wicked This Way Comes.
It's called Iced. Is it Iced Earth?
No.
Nuclear Assault. Here we go. Something Wicked.
That's it.
Here it is. Nuclear Assault. Something Wicked. Here we go. Found it.
Now, what a coincidence that we're getting nonstop. Something's bad's going to come. And to be honest here, I'm picking up. There's something bad coming. Fake. But something's on its way. That COVID isn't working. Why would they put Oppenheimer as the biggest movie ever, or with Barbie 2 years ago? Just to remind you about nuclear bomb.
What do they call it? Barbenheimer. My wife saw it and she kind of she said it was okay, Margot Robbie.
Oppenheimer. I haven't seen.
Oh
Barbie
yeah, that's the one. That's what the guy with those blue eyes that everyone
the weird
likes.
The weird Irish. Yeah. He's really creepy looking. Like, why would any woman find him attractive? But they do. Whatever his name is. Was he in that movie that about the English street gang? I think he is in that English street gang thing that is a huge
TV series.
It's set in the Peaky Blinders. I think he was in Peaky Blinders.
I've heard that's really good.
And apparently so.
That's not
the lead actor from Oppenheimer is in Peaky Blinders.
All the chicks. It's not Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie doesn't do that, does he? I've heard it's it's someone like him though. So Peaky Blinders.
I'm talking about the lead actor of Peaky Blinders is the guy from Oppenheimer.
All right, his name is 5432.
Really weird Irish.
His name's Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, yes.
Or yeah. Is it Cillian?
Cillian Murphy. Cillian? Cillian.
Cillian. Cillian
Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, yeah.
Cillian Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, he's good looking in a funny sort of way. I reckon the women would. Yeah.
They do. They do. Let me just tell you now.
So, that's why
I definitely identify as being a male because. Over the years, I've spoken to, you know, ex-partners and, you know, your girlfriend or your wife or whatever, and they say, oh, he's so good looking. You go, the difference between males and females is absolutely, there's a giant void in between male and females. Men are from Mars, women from Venus, or women are from Mars, or whatever. And we are completely different people. And what they find good looking, I cannot identify as, like, to me, that is just a weird looking guy. But obviously there's a weird thing that happens with women and what they find attractive.
Yeah.
I cannot identify. But anyway, Robert, if you want to...
As a doctor, I was not allowed to share what I knew, namely, if you don't vaccinate your children... will be much healthier, Dr. Paul. That's just popped up from Twitter, so we'll go out with that. So the song is...
Something Wicked.
Look, Missy just popped through the door. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I sent it to Velocet, so this will be Nuclear Assault, Something Wicked, and I'll catch you next week.
All right, dude.
See you, Rick.
Fantastic, man. All right, over and out, man.
Okay, best show ever. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.